I'm glad to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website. ClarkDeals.com is where you to go to get all the deals. I'm going to talk about, well, we got a lot of deals talk today coming up a half hour from now. There's a big announcement from Verizon for Verizon cell phone customers and people that Verizon wishes were with them. But there's been a huge backlash over Verizon's new prices and how they do it. I'm going to tell you how Verizon looks like they're offering you a deal where they're really taking advantage of you. And that's coming your way in just a half hour. And coming up in 20 minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, we're going to talk about a new phishing scam that is really, really hurting people. And phishing doesn't mean going to catch trout. We're going to talk about what the crooks are doing and how they're separating you from your money in just 20 minutes. I want to talk right now about the tumult going on in the air travel business out of the United States, with airfares to Europe going down, down, down. And now Bloomberg is reporting that Delta, American, and United are really suffering, that they don't know how to deal with their airfares being so very much higher than all the new discount competition coming in the United States. And now the discounters account for a massive percent of the seats going from the United States to Europe. And one of the big announcements just came from WOW Air, which is an airline in Iceland, that their flights, business travelers aren't really into this. Their flights go from whatever American city to Reykjavik, Iceland. You change planes in Reykjavik in the very middle of the night to wherever you're going in Europe. And then you walk off the plane weary-eyed in whatever European city, but along the way, you've only paid, well, right now, with a lot of the specials they're offering, $149 one way to get to Europe. Now, they have just announced new service to Detroit, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and St. Louis. And these routes all start in the spring. In addition to the cities they already serve, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, Newark, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco. And all the flights from all these cities go first to Reykjavik, which, by the way, is one of the most in-tourist destinations in the world. If you want to go only to Reykjavik, the special fares are $99 each way to get from the U.S. to Reykjavik. And they are just one of the discounters fast-growing in the United States. Growing quicker than them is Norwegian. And Norwegian, I talked about last month, has been adding new markets all over the United States, especially in the Northeast U.S., adding a lot of departures from Providence, Rhode Island, north of New York City at Stewart Air Force Base, which is about 60 miles north of Manhattan, Hartford, Connecticut. These are some of their new markets. And the airfares out of those markets have been as cheap as $69 one way to Europe. So this is a new era with new rules. Because you want to check a bag, you're going to pay. You want to eat, you're going to pay. You want a seat assignment, you're going to pay. So the fare is not the fare. And so you need to be aware that you've got to think outside the box. How do you do that? Well, one thing, I have a ski parka that is one of the ones that has pockets in the inside of it for clothing. So nobody charges you for your overcoat or your ski parka. So I have this ski parka that can hold 3 days' supply of clothing that I bought, and there are lots of sellers of these jackets that basically are also a carry-on suitcase, and so I avoid fees. And then I have a micro carry-on that avoids fees on all these airlines, and I think I can do about a 1 week trip in the winter and about a 10-day trip in the summer without paying any baggage fees. As for food, airline food is rotten terrible anyway. Just bring your own food on board. Just make sure it's not too smelly for your fellow passenger. And as for the seat assignment, well, I'll leave that up to you. But what I do want you to know is that if you live in a part of the country where there are any of a number of mid-size or large cities near you, use a tool called Kayak Explore. Kayak.com, kayak.com/explore. And put in, if you want to go to wherever in the world, you want to go to Europe, wherever, put in your city as a departing point, and then it'll pull up a map, and you can look at any part of the world and see what the lowest fares are from where you live. But then go back and change the departure point to a city that you're willing to drive over to fly out of. A lot of people do this in the Northeast, the Midwest, the West Coast, Florida. In fact, the only region of the country that people aren't doing this is really the mountain states, where the distances are too far, and parts of the Southeast United States, where the distances are too far to drive to another airport to take advantage of the much lower fares. So you then put in on Kayak, let's say you live in Cleveland, you go back and you do a search from Pittsburgh. Or you live in Cincinnati, you check Dayton or Louisville or Lexington, and who knows what's going to show up, because this is all about saving money. Let the business travelers, the corporate business traveler, pay too much. But you, don't waste your money. Dan is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Clark. How's it going?
Great. Thank you, Dan. You have a question for me about Costco travel.
Yes, I was wondering, what is more cost-effective, Costco travel or the way you do it with Priceline and some of the other things?
For which phase of travel?
Well, like traveling, I was thinking about going to Hawaii, and I just became a member of Costco from one of your deals. And so anyway, I was looking at going to Hawaii, for instance, because they've got some pretty good deals on Hawaii and other places. And so anyway, I was just checking it out. And so anyway, I was just looking that way, and I was wondering, you know, price comparison with, like, staying in a hotel, it looked like you can get a pretty good deal your way with Priceline. But then I know with Costco, they usually put everything together.
So part of that is for convenience, that you do save so much. And I got to tell you, I got a text message from my oldest daughter yesterday that was on CostcoTravel.com and sent me rapid fire one text after another about the deals on Costco Travel's vacation packages. And she was going on and on about the deals to Hawaii on them, and also one to Tahiti. So she's on your same wavelength looking at those deals. So I'm gonna answer your question in the weirdest sort of way.
Okay.
So Dan, the great deals to Hawaii right now, if that's particularly where you're interested in going, are all from the West Coast. So okay. It's not a matter of, do you book on Priceline, do you book on Costco Travel? It's more like where you depart from and where you would buy your travel from going across the water to Hawaii. So go back. You'll see what I mean if you go back to Costco Travel and look at the price. Where do you live, Dan? Where in the country?
I live in Wisconsin.
Okay. So you've got, are you close to Milwaukee or Green Bay, or where are you in the state?
Well, whenever I fly, I live in the western part of the state.
Oh, so you go to Minneapolis?
No. I live in southwest Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So I usually go like either Madison, Milwaukee, or O'Hare, Chicago.
Okay. All right. So if you look at what the prices are from, as an example, O'Hare, which is pretty competitive, and then look at the prices from Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, maybe San Francisco to Hawaii, you'll be amazed how much cheaper they are from the West Coast. And you may find that what you really want to look at is buying one ticket from Chicago or Milwaukee or Madison to the West Coast, and then from there pick up your trip that you're actually taking to where you're going.
Okay.
But on the question of, let's go back to the basic question, using Costco Travel to book or booking the thing separately, if you're willing to do my Priceline thing, and book, let's say, a 4-star hotel or resort without having any idea where you're going to get till after you paid non-refundable, you'll likely get a cheaper overall price doing Priceline and then doing the rest of the parts of the trip separately. But only a tiny percent of people will do that because they're too freaked out about laying out that money non-refundable, especially for a long trip like Hawaii, and not finding out till after you paid where you're actually staying. So it's not just dollars and cents on that. It's also your personal comfort level. Bonnie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi there, Clark. Yes, I've got a question. I bought my home 2.5 years ago, and I've learned that it has practically doubled in value.
In 2.5 years?
Yeah, Central Florida. And Florida's still growing like crazy, doggone it.
Wow.
And so I bought it also with the intention knowing that I would wanted to remodel my kitchen and bath, one bath. And I don't know, have I been in the home long enough to think about an equity line of credit or a second mortgage or anything like
that? Yeah, you hit really 18 months. With many lenders' guidelines, you'll be far enough in where you can consider doing a home equity line or my often preferred product, a home equity loan.
Home equity loan.
Let me tell you the distinction with the difference. A home equity line floats, so the rate can change depending on the loan contract either every 30 or every 90 days. Your rate will change.
Uh-huh.
With a home equity loan, you take out one for either a 5-year period, 10-year period, or 15-year period. But the rate is fixed for that entire period.
Oh, okay. I like the sound of that.
And one thing right now, if you borrow an amount of money where you could pay it back in the next 5 years, the interest rates on the 5-year home equity loans are fantastic.
I see.
They're mediocre on the 10s, and they're terrible on the 15-year.
I see. Okay.
So the project you're doing, do you think you could pay it back in 5 years?
Possibly.
So you got to be comfortable with that, because remember, they're going to send you that payment coupon every month. You're going to have to get that payment done.
Right. Yeah. Do most banks do these?
Don't ever go to a bank for a home equity loan.
Really?
Only to a credit union.
Oh, that's good. I do belong to a credit union.
Because the banks offer horrendous terms on home equity loans.
Uh-huh.
All the banks push the home equity lines because the bank doesn't want the interest rate risk of rates changing over time. But remember, credit unions are owned by their members.
Right.
So they're not trying to get over on you. They're just trying to give their members a good deal.
Yeah.
And so a home equity loan is probably the best course. And wow. More than double your home value in 2.5 years. You're really, really smart or really lucky or both. Which would you?
Yeah.
Which category would you put yourself in?
I would say lucky. I've even been tempted to maybe sell the home, but then, you know, you got to turn around and buy.
Where are you going to live?
I'm sorry?
Where are you going to live if you sell it? I mean, you always got to think about that. When does it make sense to cash in and take your winnings? Today's Clarkrageous moment is actually an update of one I did a year and a half ago, a new warning from the IRS about a scam that is working for the crooks, so it is booming. Hear me closely on this one.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
Criminals impersonate the CEO or COO or any of the top executives of a company or a nonprofit organization, and they will send an email that looks like it's an internal communication email to human resources or accounting or whatever, and say that they need employee information. They need all employee W-2s, and people wanting to please the boss turn around and reply with all the employee W-2s. Well, what they don't realize is it was a spoof email, not from the actual boss, not staying internally in the company, and flees outside the walls of the company into the hands of a criminal. And you've just given a criminal every employee's name, date of birth, address, and social security number. The IRS reports that this crime is up 400% just since last year. So know this. Make sure every person in your company who needs to be aware of this scam is aware that if a request comes in supposedly from the executive suite saying that they need personnel records, do not just respond blindly with that information to please the boss, because the boss isn't going to be pleased at all later when the company or the nonprofit ends up in the newspaper for having given away the employee records. So verify. Do something really weird. Pick up the phone and call the executive suite and verify a request before you send that information. And especially with any wiring instructions you ever get from the boss to wire money, never wire blindly without verifying over the phone. It's my pleasure to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where you learn ways to keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website. Clark.com/ask is where you go to ask me a question on the show. You can also get your questions answered 45 hours each week. That's a free service of our show where you get to talk with a member of our team. When you go to the main screen of Clark.com, scroll down from your phone, you'll be able to dial right in during the hours we're open. If you're on a laptop or desktop, you'll see the number to call in for your free off-the-air advice. So Verizon is running ads, making it seem like they've done something fantastic for you as a consumer or as their customer. But basically, Verizon just stuck a thumb right in all its customers' eyes. And that's because Verizon, only reluctantly, kicking and screaming, was brought into the unlimited data era. And they finally, late winter, last to arrive at the party, started offering unlimited data at a much higher price than the other big companies. And their network has not been up to the task. So Verizon, under cover of offering a new, supposedly lower family plan at $160 per month for four lines plus junk fees, has actually dumbed down the service. And you need to know, if you are a Verizon customer, whatever plan you're on, your service will now be inferior to what it was yesterday. Because what Verizon has done is they are doing something called traffic prioritization, which is a pointy-headed term that means that unless you agree to go on Verizon's most expensive plan, which is 25% higher per month than the headline rate they're advertising, your experience when you try to go to apps on your phone, surf on your phone, is going to deteriorate whenever the network is suffering from too much traffic, which with Verizon is routine. You are going to find that you, if you don't pay their highest rates, are going to have your experience made miserable on your Verizon phone. So here's the scoop. If you are a Verizon customer and you would like a lower rate and you don't use your phone constantly, you may actually benefit from their new lower headline price of $160 per month for a family of four plus junk fees. So with junk fees, I think it makes it about $185 a month, somewhere in there. Or if you need to have the Need for Speed, you're going to have to pay them $200 a month plus junk fees. The reality, though, Verizon is fighting from behind in the marketplace because they just aren't competitive anymore with the other companies. In particular, if you are extremely price sensitive, you definitely don't want to be with Verizon on this deal. If you want to save the most money and you're a family group, you want to look at Sprint. Sprint is charging $100 a month, unlimited everything for up to five people. That's a deal. If there's just a couple of you, there are fantastic deals from the discount arms of AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. AT&T calls their discount brand Cricket, and T-Mobile calls their discount brand Metro PCS, and Sprint calls their discount brand Boost Mobile. In the case of Metro PCS and Boost Mobile, two people, and a lot of times it's just a couple looking for service, pay $75 a month all in, no junk fees, for unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data. With Cricket, it's $80 a month. But in any case, the offerings available in the marketplace, even if you look at the Big Daddy or Big Mama, whatever you want to call it, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, particularly with Sprint and T-Mobile and to a lesser extent AT&T, you will save money being with them versus being with Verizon. Verizon is not willing to meet the competition at the price points the competition is offering. That is completely their choice. And if you are a creature of habit and the cost of service doesn't really matter to you that much and your life is just a rounding error, then just keep paying Verizon too much. But if you are somebody who cares about what things cost, please take time to go look at our cell phone buying guide at Clark.com, where we lay out the different choices, whether it's one person buying service, two, four, six, 10. The choices available today are so good, and we're getting to the point where you can consider, if you're one person living alone, no longer having a traditional home internet connection and relying exclusively on unlimited data available from your cell phone carrier on your phone with the ability to hotspot to your laptop, to watch programming from your phone on your big screen television. The options are so valuable and so great to you, whether you are one person or 10 or anywhere in between. If you have not shopped your cell phone service in the last 6 weeks, you're paying too much. I used to say in the last 6 months, but prices have moved so much in the last 6 weeks. You owe it to your wallet to not let inertia rule your life and go shop for the deals that there are out there. And Verizon, as always, every time I pick on you, you're always welcome to have a spokesperson on the air with us. But if you want, again, to be unhappy with what I've said and you want to send me one of your lame releases from media relations, go ahead and do that again. Doug is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Clark. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you, Doug. Doug, you are a saver.
Try to be.
Well, I'm impressed with you. Maybe more so than you are with what you've done. What have you done to this point?
Well, we've paid off everything except the house, and then kind of started stockpiling an emergency fund. And initially, we're going to shoot for probably $30,000 on that, but my wife said she wanted more, so we boosted it up to $50,000 and sat it in a what at the time was a high-yield money market account, probably bringing about 1.5% or so. And that has
okay, dropped. That is so funny to call 1.5% high yield.
Well, It was at the time, I guess.
So, Doug, I got to tell you, I'm so old that I remember when savings accounts earned 17%.
Wow.
Inflation also was like up there, but
right.
But 1% high yield is a funny number.
Right. But that has dropped to 0.3, I guess.
Au contraire, just where you have your money. Because actually the interest rates available from online banks has been going up of late.
Right.
And you can get back into roughly near the territory where you were on what you're earning on this savings.
So my goal was to keep it fairly liquid because it is an emergency fund. I don't want to tie it up somewhere in a retirement account or somewhere like that. It would be difficult to get out. But I wasn't sure the best vehicle for doing that, just find a better money market or, you know, a CD with fees that aren't too bad if we have to pull it out.
Yeah, there are a bunch of deals right now. There was one I saw when I was reading the paper this morning that was 1.3%. And there's also a bonus of a cash bonus on that if you keep your money with them 90 days or longer. You don't have to keep it 90 days or longer. You can take the money out at any time. But that one was CIT, I think, is who's doing that one. Joel, do you have that thing that I brought in from today? So there's more and more. Oh, here it is. Thank you. Oh, my memory was right. It's 1.30%. for balances up to $100,000, and you get a $100 cash bonus for opening an account with them. You have to use the promotion code PREMIER to get that deal.
And that's a money market account?
It's an online savings account. It's a little different than a money market account, but same idea. You have to have $100 minimum to open. The interest is compounded daily, blah, blah, blah. It's FDIC insured. And you have through the first week of September to open the account and use that promo code PREMIER.
Excellent.
So that would be a deal for you to build up that savings. So you've paid off everything except your house. You have this rainy day account. What are the two of you doing to save for retirement?
I'm a government employee, so I've maxed out both my 401k and my 457b.
My goodness.
And my wife is maxing out her 401k at work, too. So we're...
So does this mean you as a couple don't spend any money at all?
No, we still live, well enough. I mean, when having everything else paid off makes it a lot easier, and we don't live extravagantly. We just live reasonably.
Well, I knew the answer to that. I was just saying that so you could say that to other people who feel like there's always more money, more month than money. And here you are methodically living such a careful financial life. And hopefully, Doug, you will inspire others as well. If you end up not liking CIT, I've got links on Clark.com for you to see the best savings rates around the country. Right now, they are with online banks. Not the normal place, credit unions. Lynette is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Lynette.
Hi, Clark. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, Lynette. You are suddenly thinking the birds are chirping. I'm sitting out at the sunrise and looking at the sun rise over this beautiful lake. And you're thinking, that could be me.
Yes. Exactly. That's kind of the dream that we have. And we're just kind of wondering if it's too good to be true. Is it too good to be true? These liquidated lakefront properties, sometimes they're mountain properties. What's the catch?
Okay. So you get these glossy, oversized postcards that show these magnificent views. And they talk about the lots were this much money and now they're 90% off. And don't let this opportunity pass you by, blah, blah, blah. How am I doing?
Exactly. And they're pretty pushy about it when you call to ask more questions about it. And they really don't want to send you too much information.
Right. Because this is an emotional purchase. So let me take you back 10 years ago. So there were so many people who thought they were going to make a fortune developing communities at lakes, mountains, and resorts. And they all overplayed their hand. They paid too much money for the land. all the land ended up being pretty much foreclosed on around the country. And then new people came in and bought these blocks of lots or property, you know, huge acreages for as little as 3 cents on the original dollar. So they're just taking the failed real estate ventures of last decade, they're repackaging them, and they're selling them as if there's this great sense of urgency and you have to buy now. You know, if somebody really had a great deal for you, Lynette, you wouldn't call up and they wouldn't be strong-arming you and high-pressuring you on the phone trying to get you. Were anybody you talked to trying to get you to buy sight unseen over the phone?
No, actually, they haven't done it over the phone. And the gentleman that I spoke to was very informative, and he actually did send me some information. But I actually called some of the local realtors and just wanted some, you know, opinions about some of these liquidated prices. And every single realtor that I spoke to said they stay far away from it.
That's exactly right. The thing is, if you're going to buy a place at a lake, a mountain, a resort, my philosophy is buy one that someone has already built the house on, or the cabin, or whatever else. That's where the real deals are right now in second home communities, because you can buy somebody's place for less than replacement value. In other words, less than what it would cost you to build, even if you get what seems supposedly to be a deal on that lot.
Makes sense. Thank you so much, Clark. That's kind of what I figured. I wanted to hear it from you, though. We always rely on your information.
Well, you're kind to say that. One other thing I want you to know, Lynette, and other people as well, is that a lot of these lots being sold have no access to utilities. So you're buying an obligation, not a potential future benefit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at Clark.com. And Joel, what's up?
Clark, Jim wrote in and he says, have you read the terms and conditions for MoviePass.com? You give away your privacy. He says, it's not for me. Do you consider that when you're mentioning products on the air?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, MoviePass has generated more complaints than anything I've talked about in the last year that I can think of. MoviePass is the service where you pay them $10 a month, and it gives you basically unlimited movies in movie theaters. And their business model is that they lose money on selling you the unlimited movies for $10 a month, because they're actually buying the tickets from theaters, and they're losing money on every person. And they make it up, and this is where the terms of service come in, by taking your personal information, aggregating it, and selling it to marketeers. So they're an information service that you and I are just the fodder for the information. But that's not the main source of complaints. The main source of complaints from people has been about customer no service. That you, if you have an issue, question, or problem, you can't reach a human. And when you go to the website now, they've got this button that pops up about look at their FAQs, frequently asked questions, and there's nothing about how to talk to a human anymore on the website. So they've overreached here, and they may be delivering a good price, but they're under-delivering possibly otherwise.
All right, Vicky wrote in. She says, how do I get my name off a school loan that I co-signed for my son? It's a super small monthly payment, but he's just not consistent in paying it, and that's hurting my credit.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And this is a terrible problem for parents and grandparents that are on loans for kids or grandkids, if it's a really small amount, you are best off just paying off that loan yourself and hoping that your son honors the commitment to you and pays that loan to you every month, because he may not have the maturity yet to realize the harm that he's causing to you. So you need to short circuit that harm and take over making sure that loan payment is made each and every month. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. I appreciate you spending part of your day with us here on The Clark Howard Show. I want you to know that if you need consumer advice, we're here to serve you off air for free, 9 hours a day. If you go to Clark.com and go down the home screen, you'll see a section, Consumer Help and Tools. Click on Consumer Action Center, and you can get that free off-the-air advice.